It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Roy Masters and son tonight, David Masters and dad. 1-800-866-8883 is the number. And you're invited to be a part of this conversation and a part of resolving your own issues in life, helping other people take a look, deeper look into their own life. That's what happens on this program. It's quite amazing, really. It's a domino effect, if you think of it. The people that listen, they do benefit from it. And, you know, years from now, maybe even hundreds, if not thousands of years from now, some people will still continue to benefit from what is happening here today. And so don't ever underestimate the value of truth, because truth carries forward. It pays forward something.
David? What? You know what, David? Well, you and I are talking on this phone free because of George Washington and a band of 3,000 men who basically, you know, changed our future and gave their lives. And what a beautiful thing that is for us to do the same thing, but we're too busy preserving our life. You know what Jesus says about that? Who preserves his life shall lose it. Who loses his life for my sake shall save it.
Yep. See? Truth is a powerful thing.
Now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have the caller Pat in Claremont, and he had one more question. Can you take it?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Pat then. Pat, welcome back.
Okay, thank you. The follow-up question I had was with the family situation going to like the Thanksgiving dinner. Do I just go and just...
But why ask me? How would you know the answer if you... You see, you really don't... You shouldn't ask me that question, because you really should know that you've got lots of family besides him, and I'm sure not all the family is bad and difficult, and so you're going to encounter him. I had a fellow who denounced me all over town, said I was a cult leader and all kinds of things, and he stood up in the... in the church, in his own church. He went to a different church from mine. This is years ago. And he said some horrible things. Without, I don't know why he did it, but I heard about it. It didn't bother me. And one day, about 5 years later, I was at a gathering. It was a chocolate a festival where you do donate money for the school, and it was quite festive. People were having drinks, and there was an auction, you know, little auctions of different items. And I turned around, and I looked him straight in the face. I said, "Hello, Peter. How are you?" He turned blood red. I was very nice to him. I said, "How is everything going?" He knew I knew. He didn't know what to do. And a week later, he sent a donation, I think a couple hundred dollars to the foundation. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just manage... I can't tell you what to do, but all I can tell you is not to be afraid.
Exactly.
You mustn't be afraid to go.
That's what I needed to hear, actually.
That's it. Okay? So it may take years for you to help your friend, your brother, or anybody.
And then
okay?
The other question was, my family knows his wife is a bully, and nobody confronts her.
No,
they don't acknowledge it. They just cower to her, and nobody...
Don't tell me. Don't rehearse anything. You're rehearsing it. I can't tell you what to do. When you're calm, when the moment comes out, let me tell you how it works. Have you ever taken an overdose of a laxative? All right. Well, it will come out of your mouth. You won't be whatever comes out. The truth. You won't be able to help yourself. You say, "Where did that came from?" It'll be like magic. You don't have to plan it. It's when you least expect it yourself.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, Pat. Thanks for calling in. 1-800-866-8883. Yeah, I think a lot of people, a huge blockade is the thinking, what am I going to do, and then rehearsing how to do it, because you can never do anything until you get there.
I've never prepared for anything. And I don't know what how I'm going to deal with it, because I don't know what it is I'm going to be dealing with. I don't know this. There's no point in rehearsing it in your head. If he says that to me, I'll say that to him. because it may turn out to be, and usually does, completely opposite to what you've rehearsed to do. And then you've got egg all over your face. You make a fool of yourself. No, it's beautiful to be spontaneous and free and not be afraid and never be bullied and don't be the bully. It's beautiful.
The way That's absolutely true. 1-800-866-8883. That's the number. Please visit the Foundation of Human Understanding website. It's FHU.com. Listen to the Be Still and Know exercise. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
The Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
And son, David.
Masters and son.
Masters and son. Masters and son. 1-800-866-8883 is the number. Whatever you bring to the table, be careful what you wish for, because you will get it.
Yeah, that's right.
Somehow, you know. And if you wish to resolve your problems, then you're going to meet a challenge. And the challenge is, well, how do I do the right thing? That's an interesting question altogether.
Machiavelli said that same thing. Machiavelli is supposed to have a bad name, but he's quite a respectable philosopher. He made a living advising, you know, kings and princes about how to control the maniacal populations, the herd.
Yeah.
And the unfit. In those days, he wrote a great article on the Republic, and you, if you read it, you think he was, you know, George Washington or someone, because he had the same thoughts. He said, but people weren't ready for that kind of republic then. They were too evil.
Hmm.
So the world's been evil for a long time. I wonder if we've had any freedom at all. But there has been little areas of it, and America has grown to be a beautiful place, but then we've become not so beautiful, and now we're paying for it. So I don't want to take up time pitter-patting with somebody on the line.
We do. We have Mike, who's listening in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he's having difficulty with a friend. So let's get Mike on the line. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on with Roy and David.
Good evening, David and Roy. I want you all to know that I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
And I went through the PTSD program, and it helped me out 100%.
Good.
Okay. And the problem that I'm having is a good friend of mine from the same unit has become suicidal, twisted, and he's become a puppet of the government PTSD machine, their version of it.
Yes.
And their version of it is
drugs,
pills, manipulation.
He'll die. If they do that to him, let me tell you something about the VA in Washington. They're not as staffed by the real Americans. They look, they're born in this country, but they weren't, and they were trained in this country with compromised teachers, to say the least, communists. So that there's no love lost for our military amongst many of the psychiatrists who work there. They just want to see them as trolls under the bridge and die. That's the way you can undermine the military. You can see the communists working, how they're undermining the nation and making everybody fail. I mean, just failure is the name of the game. In other words, you reward failure. You encourage failure. You treat people so that the treatment fails, or so therefore they come back to you for treatment. And where else will they go if you're in power, if you're the authority? Creating failures. Where will the children go when the teacher is rewarding failure and punishing brightness? That's what's happening. And so he hasn't got a chance of a snowflake in hell there. Not that all VA places are bad, because the local ones are good, but it's the ones that work for the government you have to watch out for.
Oh, yeah,
now, how do you deal with it? He's got a lot of frustration in him. Don't be afraid to approach him calmly and expect him to take it out on you, but take it. Just let him scream, let him yell, let him call you all kinds of names, and just let him go on for hours and hours and weeks if necessary. You just let him vent it. And letting him vent it without responding in any way, shape, or form, which I know you know how to do, is called the love. That's how you help a child. When a child wants his own way and he screams, he wants this and he wants that, and he said, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. You don't say to a child, don't talk to me like that. What you do is you let him vent, and vent and look at him, and then he thinks that's weakness, but it isn't. So he tries harder, having not got his way. But you're still just as calm as ever, and the meaner he gets, the more he screams at you, the more he cusses you and tells you how much he hates you, the more you just, nothing moves, nothing changes, you're still the same, and then he wears himself out. Then he puts his arm around you and says, Mom or Dad, I don't know what came over you, thank you. Now, the veteran could be that kind of person to you, and if you don't respond with that evil in him, that thing that's in him that wants to bait you, if you can deal with that and not respond, it's almost like it's just a movie, a bad movie, and you're just watching it. That's how it has to be. There's got to be no flinching, not even any, you don't even feel anything. If you do it right, you're just there. You're there for him. And you're there and you're steady. And there's something about that that frustrates the wickedness so it goes down back where it came from. It knows it's met its match because it gets its strength from everybody who doesn't know how to deal with it. You cater to it. You love it. You try to treat it. You know, you condescend, or you yell back at it. Either way, it gets worse. When your brother in arms meets true love, it will strengthen you. And now it is possible that that rage could drive him to suicide, but unlikely. It might drive him to hospital because the thing inside him can't stand it anymore, and he won't let him listen. So he'll throw a fit. But as long as there's a little smidgen of light left in him, he'll wake up in hospital. He'll need treatment at that time, but because he will be out of control. But then, when he's over it, he'll remember it. You'll see. He will realize he had to go through that. When you're not there, because something inside him began to hate you, and you weren't doing anything wrong, and it'll dawn on him. You'll see. Okay with it?
Mike, you still there?
I'm right here. I'm listening.
Any thoughts? Any questions?
Yeah, well,
are you okay?
You know, it's just so... It's ironic that you were talking about the one individual that said that, you know, you're a cultist and everything, because I've been introducing him to your program little by little, and he had told his psychiatrist about it, and the psychiatrist said, no, these people are cultists.
They're
trying to brainwash
they
you.
They're the cult.
They are.
Yeah, we don't have... Listen, I know they're listening in Washington. We don't have a Democratic Party. They don't exist anymore.
Oh.
But in other words, this election is between a Communist Party and capitalism. But what America really is. And so we got to stop thinking that it's a two-party system. It's a two-party system. The Democrats have been compromised. They're not Democrats anymore. They're communists.
They're
communists. They want us to fail. It's so bad that they're making things so... They're actually... If you question Obama and say, does he realize what he's doing? Yeah, he's doing it. He's doing us in. That's what he's there for. He's been implanted in that role to bring us down, to have as many unemployed as possible, to have many people with despair, and until the point is reached where, you know, people will, people become desperate. Now, they're brilliant. What they've done, look at what they're doing next. I heard it's absolutely a brilliant move. There are people who have had 99 weeks of unemployment. Now they want more. But this government has created that to want more. And so they're crying out. They've got to eat. The situation is becoming dire. They're making it worse and worse and worse. And so they've got together, and the labor unions have organized all these unemployment people because they're desperate. And they're saying, we're for sale. Whichever party gives us more welfare or, what do they call it, unemployment, that's
more
the one we vote for. See, now they've got into a fine art. They've converted ordinary Americans into communists. That's
right,
how they do it, through fear and deprivation. It's all in the communist handbook.
When I got out, the PTSD program that they offered us basically consisted of, okay, this is what you did. This is what's available. Let's do some blood tests, and here's your medicine.
That's it.
And I noticed that the medicine almost got me in a mindset where
that's right.
I was very hateful.
I know.
And I can tell you right now, the only thing it did was it brought me out to the point of awareness where I saw exactly how lousy the average person really is.
Yeah. But
and,
the point is, there's also goodness in them, and even in the worst of people, in murderers behind, you know, on death row, I communicate with them. Not unusual for them to write me and saying, "I woke up here. I don't know how I got here." But it's really so they've become remote controlled killers. So they don't even realize. Sirhan doesn't realize to this day that he was mesmerized and programmed to do what he did. Because the Kennedys were getting too close to bringing the country around in the right direction. So they took him, and he's very suggestible, and they programmed him to do that. And he, to this day, he can't remember it. He can't see it. You've got to see the movie called The Manchurian Candidate, the old version, black and white. You see how
I want to let you know, above and beyond anything, that the program really helped me out, and I constantly refer back to it when I have my tough days, when I have to deal with the stupidity of people, when I watch the recidivism.
It's not
stupidity,
it's wickedness. And it's wickedness that people, the wickedness that won't let the person see what he's doing. In other words, he does something to you, the average person will do something to you and not see anything wrong with what he's doing. He's blinded to the fault. He's taking his frustration out on somebody, and that happens to be you. He's doing something really stupid to upset you because he gets his jollies, he gets an energy from you when you get upset. And so you have to understand that every person who does that is possessed in some way. As you were, weren't you? You
I
were
was.
Possessed. You got freed because you got freed. God freed you, didn't he?
Well, I know this much. When I came back, I came back to the United States, and I just noticed that there was no appreciation.
No, that's right.
No accolades, no parades, no rose petals thrown at the feet.
No.
No pretty girls waiting to kiss you in Times
that's
Square.
Right.
You know, there was only blame bureaucrats. And
yeah, but that's your media. That's your cowardly, treacherous, treasonous media. They're the products of many generations, several generations of schooling. The communists have got into the media, and they're responsible for that. So they're cowering now, waiting for, you know, for that October surprise or whatever it is. They're waiting for the opportunity to blame something horrible will happen, to blame the Tea Party, like Hitler blamed the Jews. So they have no love, they don't have any love for the military. But the military must have a love for this country, even if people don't appreciate it. There are many that do, but they don't have a voice, because the voice is the media, and the media skews things. So don't get too bitter. I appreciate you. And I'm one of millions and millions and millions of people appreciate it, but you don't get to hear that. You're only, all you hear is the loud mouth. the degenerates in power and all the little lackeys and sycophants, because the average person is busy at work, he can't reach you, he can't talk to you. But in, the individual loves you. At least 66% of Americans who are still Americans, the rest are communists. So, in other words, we've been changing. They've been the underworld, the phantom, the I can't find another word for phantom. What's the other word for phantom, David? Anyway,
phantom.
The shadow. The shadow government that was always undermining the children, creeping into positions of power, into the media, into the colleges and the universities, and corrupting the minds of people, so that the young people that were educated were programmed and not educated, and they came out not realizing they were programmed, and they became doctors and lawyers, thought upside down, and made people more sick. I've been through it all, and turned against the Constitution and twisted it round on its head. You see them all the time. This is communism that's infected America as a disease. And so you have to. The people are broken. They don't know where to go. The old way, the old style psychiatrists, the old style doctors, the old fashioned doctors, they're disappearing and walking away, leaving you at the mercy. After all, they're dying off. They're getting older. Leaving at the mercy of the new doctors and the new lawyers, and you know, the new psychiatrists, who have no love for freedom, because they are taught they are failures in their own right, and they revel in failing. They, in other words, how did you say it, David? Failure. You said it. How did you say it a little while ago about failure? Failure is promoted.
You have to fail in order to be moved up the ladder.
That's right. And so in other words, in a society that doesn't allow freedom, it thrives on making other people fail. And you can see that people do. The person who's beaten, who's degraded, turns around and does the degrading.
I have the perfect term for you: affirmative failure.
Pardon?
Affirmative failure. You know, like affirmative action. It's affirmative failure.
Yeah. Well,
that's what it is.
In other words, the six upside down world, if you see it in a home, you see where everybody, the bright one, always gets the bad treatment. And the weak ones, the ones that are sycophants, that give in to their parents. They drink and they smoke and they carouse, they do everything rotten, and their parents love them. They're weak and they're rewarded for their being feeble. But the bright one is always criticized, looked down upon them as if there's something wrong with them.
But can we talk about this for a moment?
Yeah.
Because I was talking to a friend of mine at work, and his wife threatened to divorce him.
Yeah.
And I said to him, look, you know what happens is that the wife will always enable the children, because that's the only way that she could keep control over them, until they are so spoiled and so rotten and out of control even she doesn't want to have anything to do with them. But that's exactly what happens. You see, that's the point at which the person who ruins you comes in and puts you on drugs.
Well, there's forces behind the tremendous Soros encourages us to fail. In other words, failure, the bigger failure, the bigger liar you are, the more confused you are, the more you're able to confuse others with a straight face, which Obama does very well. He's a hypnotized Manchurian candidate. He can't help himself. There's nothing in there. He has to read a teleprompter to have an interview. There's nothing there. He's just following orders. He can't help himself. He's a Manchurian candidate. He looks like he's awake, but he isn't. He's not a bad guy. He's basically an average bully or wimp to his wife. His wife is a bully, and he gets his marching orders through her. It's not him that has the connections to everybody; it's her. I can tell.
Well, remember,
you that
in the Manchurian candidate, that always a Manchurian candidate has a handler.
That's right. The handler in the Manchurian candidate was his own mother.
That's right.
in this case, he had a love-hate relationship with your mother, and the enemy knew that, so he knew that the mother had some control over him, hypnotic control over him. So she was the contact person. Well, Michelle Obama is the contact person. She's in the background. She makes sure he gets programmed. He gets his marching orders for the day. He's nothing. You have a little interview with me, and I have him crawling on the floor, you know, like a baby. He's easily hypnotizable. Give me an interview with him. I'll prove it. I'm a good hypnotist. I know a very suggestible person when I see one, but he has a lot of power behind him, and put myself in danger. And so there's danger there to even try to attempt to do that. And besides, there won't be the opportunity anyway. So that's just a, you know, just a fantasy thought. But he is a remote-controlled president. That's what the Manchurian candidate is, remote-controlled. In the story of the Manchurian candidate, he didn't even need the handler. All he needs is the telephone call and to tell him to pick up a pack of cards and to play canasta. And when he got to the Queen of Diamonds, that's when he became suggestible and carried out his orders, pre-programmed all the orders. That's the way it works. I know about people who are upset are hypnotized. This morning, I had a cup of coffee before I came to Caltech to do my talk on physics. There's a young man looking at the sky, and he's got beautiful blue eyes, and he's looking there, twisted and talking to himself. So I walked by and said, "Are you all right?" He says, "Yeah, I just had a problem with my neck." I said, "It's not so. I don't think so. I saw you talking to yourself. You're in a hypnotized state. You know that when you get upset. You know me. Right away, I was on top of it." So I walked into the store, the coffee shop, and got myself some coffee. He wanted a quarter. I said, "You shouldn't be sitting here wanting a quarter. You're wanting a quarter. What are you doing with your life? Why are you talking to yourself?" I said, "You're angry. That's why you can't get out of your head." All of a sudden, he says, "I'm jealous. It's the way of the world." He talked to me like that. I said, "There it is. Jealousy is a form of anxiety. And gets you nowhere. The more you're jealous of a person, the more you lose the quality that you love. You lose it. You're losing the very things you envy. You lose that in yourself until you become nothing and they become something." So I walked away and came back, and he was looking at the sky again. I said, "You're doing it again. I told you." So, but I always try. I don't know when I leave him whether that will shock him to awakening down the road or not, but that's as much as I could do. But I don't know why I said that. But you should try to help your friend. You still there? Is my call?
Mike, you still there?
Yeah.
I'm right here. I've been listening.
Yeah. I'm giving you little bits and pieces, but the best piece of advice I can give you as far as your friend is concerned is to offer him help, tell him that anger is hypnotic, and that what he saw on the battlefront, he hadn't been able to deal with his life properly. And you can't deal with your mom and dad properly in your family, and you go to war, and you see more horrible things than even at home. That's what really gets you. But home life has set you up for that.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break.
And when you come back and find the country in the mess that it is, it compounds the problem. It makes you even angry.
Mike, why don't you stay on the line? We'll send you a complimentary coping strategies CD, okay? And we'll help that. We'll try to help that friend of his. Visit the website, FHU.com. The coping strategies is available as Be Still and Know up there. You can listen to it right now if you're struggling with an issue. FHU.com. Go there right now. Don't go away. 1-800-866-8883 is the number here.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Imagine for a moment that there's a switch in your mind that allows you to turn off your reactions to external pressure and stress, and at the same time energize and motivate yourself so that you would never feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression again. Imagine that you've gone to a movie theater with a friend and you're sitting together. As the movie begins, you get caught up in the action. And before you know it, you're living the movie. Lost in the imagery of the movie, you feel the action and react to the excitement of a chase or a fall. If the person sitting next to you hit your arm and you react to it, it breaks the imagery of the movie and you remember that you're in the theater. Not only is the imagery of the movie broken, but so is the emotional bond that held you. The power of the imagery fades away into nothing. That is the power of the Be Still and Know exercise. It breaks the endless loop of thought. It sets you free. Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. The Be Still and Know exercise breaks the endless loop of thought. Go to FHU.com. If you are suffering with stress, fear, and pain, often all you need to get better is just the truth about the problem. Listen to what Roy Masters has to say. First, overcoming stress.
Stress affects you because you overreact. You get upset too easily. When you become upset, you're becoming conditioned to the person who upsets you. You're the cause of an effect. Hence, you feel inferior.
Second, fear.
People have one more fear in addition to natural fear. It's a resentment to their own fear, to anything, because we overreact and assume an animal relationship with the world.
Third, pain.
Doctors have been treating the effect only. The pain is a manifestation of a hidden, forgotten psychological or psychic trauma expressing itself at that particular pain site.
Overcoming stress, fear, and pain. Available at FHU.com. This package includes the Be Still and Know exercise. You can order right now. Begin the process of recovery today. Go to FHU.com.
Close your eyes. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Just be aware of your hand hanging by your side. There is no need for any effort.
What you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now, this technique used in the military called coping strategies is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works at FHU.com.
Imagine for a moment that there's a switch in your mind that allows you to turn off your reactions to external pressure and stress, and at the same time energize and motivate yourself so that you would never feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression again. It's called Be Still and Know.
Each time you do this exercise, you're creating an increased ability to observe and therefore control your thoughts from within. You will create a greater awareness of the present, and the unpleasant events of the past become less and less important. The exercise will clear your mind and cause you to realize the simple principles that will be revealed to you in the place in your mind where resentment and judgment always rose.
That is the power of the Be Still and Know exercise. It breaks the endless loop of thought. It sets you free. Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. The Be Still and Know exercise breaks the endless loop of thought. Go to FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome to Advice Line, Roy Masters and Son. And the number 1-800-866-8883. Yes, Dad.
Okay, I just want to say our president is very suggestible to the wrong people. As we are often in our own lives very suggestible to the wrong people. That's how you lose your children, so you lose your country. See, as in mass, when we all get suggestible to the wrong things, as if they were right and comforting, they rise to comfort you in your wrong ways after establishing the wrong in you, indelibly imprinted. It cries out to the wrong, the evil that made you that way, for security, for a sense of worth, for being worthless.
Well, You know, in the beginning of the program, I was talking about the psychological pathology.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a person who has had, and you know, Bill Clinton was a similar type of character, multiple fathers.
No, he's more practical. He's a more.
I know that, but I'm saying that he came from a universe that was very dysfunctional.
Such as,
you know, our current president, you know, mother marrying here, living there, moving from one man to another.
Right.
You see, and so there's a psychological pathology to people
who
don't have a normalized upbringing.
But see, people are good at this. People who are good at being psychoillogical, they could be so good at it as to be used as a machine to bring a country down.
Can I give you a simple example, though, of like how aware children are? We have a next door neighbor who is he does delivery for a soft drink company, and so he brings home cartons and crates of soft drinks, you know.
Yeah.
And so tonight, my little boy says to me, he says, you know, our next door neighbor, he's a soda-caholic. And now this is an observation from the little boy. He says, he just drinks soda all the time. And because we've told him, you know, we don't have soda in our house. We just have good things for them to drink. But see, they're aware enough to understand that he is addicted to soda.
Yeah. No, you see, your children are, you know, coming up straight, but most children are not. And let's talk to a lady who has a problem.
Yeah. So let's talk about this mind brainwashing with Mary Beth in Pennsylvania. Mary Beth, let's punch up Mary Beth, can we, John? Get her on the line. There she is.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the program. You're on with Roy.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say, my producer says you're a bit confused between the two, but you're not really. The truth of the matter is, abuse is the same as the abuse of a person is designed. The communists know it, that when a person has been abused, he becomes suggestible to mind control.
Yeah.
So
correct. Can you hear me, Roy?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Well, I have difficulty because I'm on the telephone a long way away.
Okay.
Well, maybe you have to call another night if you can't hear me because I'm doing my best.
No, I raised my daughter by myself, and when she visited with her father is when this went on. And
well,
I didn't find out till she was 20 when she started having flashbacks.
Hold a second. How old is she now?
She's 29 now.
Because you can't help her. You can't help her.
But
when she
was 20,
she
hadn't been aware of what happened, and she started remembering.
Listen.
Mary Beth, listen if you can, okay?
You know, just listen carefully. You got a problem with your daughter, whatever the problem is, from the father spoiling her or taking and playing the feminine role to inure the soul of that person to him and not you, to turn your daughter against you in his favor. Men are better at it than women when they start to play those games.
Dad, what I'm getting is that she was molested and then she suppressed the memory until she was 20 years old.
I know.
Actually, it was worse than that because it was a satanic cult.
She was in a satanic cult.
They are. The father and his friends. And he's passed away now. But she didn't know. I think it was awful and it was repressed, and that's why she had the flashbacks. And it was really horrible.
Where were you?
Okay.
When she started remembering and everything.
Hold on a second.
Oscar, I can't hardly hear her. Can you ask her where she was when all this was happening?
When she went to visit, the girl was, you know, they have visitation. So when the girl would visit with her father, they would do these things to her.
Right.
She should have reported that to the police.
So, well, she said that she just started remembering when she was 20 years old, and now she's 29.
Flashbacks.
You mean to say a daughter or mother?
The daughter.
The daughter.
But the point is, didn't the mother know that was going on at the time?
No.
I never knew what was going on. I was horrified. And
right, yeah.
I was horrified. Just horrified that I was deceived like that by these people.
Well, now, you've got to be very careful. I know it's disturbing. You have to get over the emotional state you have and invite your daughter to come over as much as possible and make sure she gets to listen to the CD, because that CD is a powerful instrument. It's powerful medicine. And if you just can get her to do that, I would send her a copy of the CD. If you just give her name and address, I will send it just from an anonymous friend, but the foundation will send it just with a little note inside. From a friend, I thought you'd enjoy this, it'll help you relax. That's all it'll say. And it doesn't have to come from you, because it might get poisoned, means say that what comes from you might be sort of tainted by the fact that something in her has been turned against you.
We're very, very close. Very close.
Well, then give her this and stay out of it and let me help her. In other words, give her the CD, and when she starts to get a little better, have her call me. As soon as she starts to wake up, I'll take it from. Let me take it from there. I'll do it. I'll make short work of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. Make sure this lady gets the CD. Give to us.
Okay, we'll put her on hold then. Stay on the line, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Okay. Stay on the line. 1-800-866-8883. Now, if you're listening and you're wondering what we're talking about, it's an exercise that you use to learn how to be objective. It's called Be Still and Know. You can find out more about it and listen to it at FHU.com. Now, we're going to go to Kathy in Georgia, and she's got a question about the Be Still and Know exercise. So let's punch up Kathy, and we'll see if we can help her out here. Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So
hi.
My ear, I feel like it's going through my ear and out the other side.
Okay, well, don't stick a phone in your ear. It's very dangerous. can you hear
Hello?
Kathy?
Hello?
Are you on a cell phone, Kathy?
Yes, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to try, so I'm going to turn off my mic, and you talk up as loud as you can.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I've been trying. I tried a couple of times to do the meditation, but I kind of get lost in the instruction, and mainly the part about looking through your mind's eye and paying attention to the middle of your forehead.
Well, hold a second.
Okay, hold on. Now listen. Try to listen, okay?
I know what's wrong. Close your eyes.
Okay.
That's all I want you to do is close your eyes. Are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, with your mind's eye, just look at your eyelids. I could do it. I could sit here and look at my eyelids, and then there's no thought there. I'm looking at my eyelids. I'm doing what I'm telling you to do, and I can see this twinkling in front of my eye, in the middle of my forehead. It's like a little light show. See that?
So just look at my eyelids.
But the point is, you can't help but see your forehead. You can't help but, you see, that becomes... You become objective. You are now in a meditative state. You don't feel anything. The sky is not going to fall, or lightning flash across the sky and hallelujah, angels singing hallelujah. It's not like that at all. It begins like that. And if you just be aware of your if you can just add to that the awareness of your finger, first finger tinkling, and move and shift the concentration, the awareness over to the next finger. Play with that idea. No more is necessary. There is nothing technical to do. You just let my voice go in the background, so you're not even listening. Your purpose is not to listen to my voice so much, only in the beginning, to follow the simple instructions of being aware of the middle of your forehead, like I just said, and nothing more, and stay there. And if a thought pops into your head and pulls you right through the vortex into your subconscious again, so you daydream again, don't get frustrated. Just reboot. Just be aware of your eyelids. and that little twinkling light in the middle of your forehead, which is like a TV with no picture on it, but there's white noise, but it's color noise. It's different. It's just like lights are twinkling on and off and moving across the screen of your mind. That's all. That's God's programming coming into you, and you're in an objective state. And when you open your eyes after doing that for 10 or 12 minutes, things will start to look different. And you may not know the change in yourself, but other people will see it first. And what happened to you, they'll say? Because they see you're calmer. I mean, you may not notice it yourself at first. So stay with it. Don't try. Don't try and make anything happen. Just do that. I'll be very happy if you can do that.
Did you hear that, Kathy?
Yeah, I caught most of it. So just pay attention to my eyelids.
Nice and gentle does it.
Even
nice
if I don't gentle. See anything.
No, you don't have to do anything. The only thing that I want you to do is when you find yourself daydreaming, it's almost like suddenly, well, if you look carefully at it, it's almost like something comes out of your subconscious through that space where you're sitting quietly and not looking at any thought. You haven't dismissed thought. You're looking at the surface of your head, inside your head. You're looking at your brain. And you're standing back from your brain, and the light of God is coming through and reprogramming you. That's why your fingers tingle. It's a very small amount of energy, but has a tremendous effect. All the cells in your body become renewed in a different way. Your speech, your thinking becomes clearer. You start to see your faults. Don't get angry with them. That's it. It's upset that made you sick in the first, being angry with everybody on the outside. They let it get in on the inside. Then you get angry with the inside people. People on the inside, they get inside there. You've got to just learn to not be upset with what comes to the surface. And do that on a regular basis when little unforgiveness has come to the surface and you see it. Instead of struggling with it, just watch it. I see that.
Okay, we're going to take a break now. Kathy, thank you for calling. I hope that was helpful to you. Okay. We're going to take a break. 1-800-866-8883 is the number. This is Advice Line. Listening to Roy Masters, and I'm David Masters. Okay? All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more. Visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
If you are suffering with stress, fear, and pain, often all you need to get better is just the truth about the problem. Listen to what Roy Masters has to say. First, overcoming stress.
Stress affects you because you overreact. You get upset too easily. When you become upset, you're becoming conditioned to the person who upsets you. You're the cause of an effect. Hence, you feel inferior.
Second, fear.
People have one more fear in addition to natural fear. It's a resentment to their own fear, to anything, because we overreact and assume an animal relationship with the world.
Third, pain.
Doctors have been treating the effect only. The pain is a manifestation of a hidden, forgotten psychological or psychic trauma expressing itself at that particular pain site.
Overcoming stress, fear, and pain. Available at FHU.com. This package includes the Be Still and Know exercise. You can order right now. Begin the process of recovery today. Go to FHU.com.
Close your eyes. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Just be aware of your hand hanging by your side. There is no need for any effort.
What you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now, this technique used in the military called coping strategies is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works at FHU.com.
Imagine for a moment that there's a switch in your mind that allows you to turn off your reactions to external pressure and stress, and at the same time energize and motivate yourself so that you would never feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression again. It's called Be Still and Know.
Each time you do this exercise, you're creating an increased ability to observe and therefore control your thoughts from within. You will create a greater awareness of the present, and the unpleasant events of the past become less and less important. The exercise will clear your mind and cause you to realize the simple principles that will be revealed to you in the place in your mind where resentment and judgment always rose.
That is the power of the Be Still and Know exercise. It breaks the endless loop of thought. It sets you free. Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. The Be Still and Know exercise breaks the endless loop of thought. Go to FHU.com.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, and welcome back to Advice Line, 1-800-866-8883. Roy Masters, the Masters of Blasters. It was very nice. It's on your regular playlist. Yeah.
Oh, it's just my phone, I suppose. Because
Phones can be tricky that way.
I'm not very good on the phone.
Yeah.
All right. It's just my ear then.
Let's just say your ear was a little. Never mind. I won't say it. Okay. So, summing up.
Do we have a caller or not?
No, we have no calls.
Okay. Summing up.
The caller with the friend who is a veteran. You know, I think that.
Was it?
I think his name was Mike.
But
I was going to make a point about him.
I don't understand what he's saying. Sorry.
The caller that had a friend that he was trying to help, the veteran.
Oh, that was the last caller. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I think everybody at some level has a friend like that or a family member who
should help.
You know. And I think that, you know, the veteran is kind of a metaphor for our broken society. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, most people who go to war, who are broken to begin with, trying to get their courage back, wanting to get their manhood back, coming from a broken family and feeling inferior and wanting to do something good, but they're not really prepared for the bad they're going to see. And so they run into something more horrible than their family life. I mean, 1,000 times multiplied. So that really gets to them and plants something inside them, and that's called the enemy. They bring the enemy home with them. It's like a demon. And when they come home, they're, instead of having the ticker tape parades and, you know, the confetti and all the rest of it, they get spat on. And that compounds it. So those wicked people who hate the military, who hate us, they hate the military because the military will protect us against them. But they want to destroy the military so that we have no protection, but thank God Americans have guns. So that is the Second Amendment, isn't it? And it's the Second Amendment protects the right of the First, protects the First Amendment, the right to free speech. And you protect it with the Second Amendment. And never forget it. Always have that in the back of your mind, everybody. Because you're not dealing, as I said in the beginning of the program, the Democratic Party doesn't exist. It's now been displaced by a Communist Party that wants to bring the country down, and they're using the tactics of communism to do so, and you've got to recognize it, and don't say, does Obama understand what he's doing? Yes, he does. He's following orders. He's bringing us down. He's bringing the country down. He's collapsing the system.
It's interesting to note that I paid attention to some historical footnotes on the war trials after World War II.
Yeah.
Where the soldiers felt that, you know, they didn't feel guilty of committing any war crimes because the Nuremberg trials, because they were only following orders.
The orders, I get it, sure.
And so a person who is only following orders and he believes to be for the better, the higher good, the better good for all, would be unconflicted in the sense that they just do what they're told to do and they don't feel any anxiety, fear.
But they might be conflicted but have to be repressed. They have to repress it.
Yeah.
And it still might be conflicted but broken. And it may take them many years. The secretary of Hitler was in the bunker with him when he died, when he shot himself. When Goebbels that killed his own family and gave them poison, all those beautiful children, and then shot each other. They killed each other. And anyway, but she was actually enamored. She thought that Hitler was a good person because in private life he didn't seem like a bad one. And so, therefore, she worshipped him, and it took her 40 years. And there's also that I keep forgetting the name of it, and it will come to me in a minute, where those girls went and killed the actress a long time ago. Charles Manson. Those girls are still unrepentant to this day. They still worship Manson. They still worship him. Even in prison, they're not repentant. See? So, but it could be that they are so programmed as to never want to face the truth of what they've done. And you can't help them. And there are lots of people, once they've been programmed, they will stay true to the despot. And there's millions of Americans that will stay true to Obama and all the bad people behind him.
Well, the good news is that there is a mutiny afoot, and I think we'll see some pretty amazing results here coming on Tuesday.
If he wins the election, there'll come a time, maybe a year, years from now, that those people who mutiny will be murdered.
No, well,
they will.
I don't think that will happen, but
if the election goes the wrong way.
Well, there's nothing we can do but just keep on doing what we do, right?
That's right. That's right.
So it's a good show, and you get some rest now because you've got important things to do.
Bye.
Because I want my children walking on Mars when they're my age, okay? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Visit FHU.com.
Imagine for a moment that there's a switch in your mind that allows you to turn off your reactions to external pressure and stress, and at the same time energize and motivate yourself so that you would never feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression again. Imagine that you've gone to a movie theater with a friend and you're sitting together. As the movie begins, you get caught up in the action, and before you know it, you're living the movie. Lost in the imagery of the movie, you feel the action and react to the excitement of a chase or a fall. If the person sitting next to you hit your arm and you react to it, it breaks the imagery of the movie and you remember that you're in the theater. Not only is the imagery of the movie broken, but so is the emotional bond that held you. The power of the imagery fades away into nothing. That is the power of the Be Still and Know exercise. It breaks the endless loop of thought. It sets you free. Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. The Be Still and Know exercise breaks the endless loop of thought. Go to FHU.com. If you are suffering with stress, fear, and pain, often all you need to get better is just the truth about the problem. Listen to what Roy Masters has to say. First, overcoming stress.
Stress affects you because you overreact. You get upset too easily. When you become upset, you're becoming conditioned to the person who upsets you. You're the cause of an effect. Hence, you feel inferior.
Second, fear.
People have one more fear in addition to natural fear. It's a resentment to their own fear, to anything, because we overreact and assume an animal relationship with the world.
Third, pain.
Doctors have been treating the effect only. The pain is a manifestation of a hidden, forgotten psychological or psychic trauma expressing itself at that particular pain site.
Overcoming stress, fear, and pain. Available at FHU.com. This package includes the Be Still and Know exercise. You can order right now. Begin the process of recovery today. Go to FHU.com.